Thursday the 15th of April, Rosh Chodesh Iyar, Rabbi Yechiel Levenberg, Mila B'Shabbos.
Parshas Tazria begins, V'edab Hashem Moshe Leimo, Rabbi Bnei Yisrael Leimo, Ishak Yisazria V'yolda Zohar. A woman becomes pregnant, she has a male child. V'tomo Shiva Siyomim. So she's tomei for 7 days. Kimei nidas tvoiz atipa, as if she was a normal nida. So that's called tumas leida. And that means that if the fact that she gives birth makes her tomei for 7 days. And that is similar to the same tumah that she has when she's a nida. Now what's the difference? If she gives birth, so she sees blood, so she is a nida. In actual fact, the Gemara says that even if it's a lady yevashta, I mean, that's how she gives birth, and no blood came out. Still, the fact that she gave birth makes her tummy 7 days, and that is similar to when she's a nida, she is tummy for 7 days. The pasuk then proceeds, Vayom Hashmini Yimol Psara Losa. And the 8th day of this male child who was born, he has his bris mitzvah. And the Gemara says in Shabbos, of course, Lamed Beis, "Ubiyayim Hashmini Yimol, biyayim v'achilu b'Shabbos." That biyayim Hashmini on the 8th day. The child has his bris, and it means even on Shabbos. How do you see that from the pasuk? There's 2 ways of learning. The Torah Tmimas I saw says, "Ubiyayim Hashmini Yimol." It could have said "Ubashmini Yimol." He says, because Kamoi Shekosov Berisha Lechoidesh. B'yayim, it says, U'nayach ba'ar ba'osa, doesn't say the word b'yayim. So it doesn't always have to say b'yayim, she could say b'shmini yimol. The fact that it has an extra word, u'b'yayim, sure. So therefore, it's marba afilu b'shabbos. And we all know that amilu b'smana is doich ha'shabbos. That's the way Torah Tmima learns the Gemara. In actual fact, I think he overlooked, there's a Shultis in Parshas Achramois, and the Shultis says, no, the Diuk is from the word Levov, U'bayayim. It could have said, Bayayim Hashmini, Imo Psar Losa. So it's from the extra Vov, so he says, that tells you, U'bayayim has to be that day, and since it has to be that day, it means even on Shabbos. Right. Now, normally when we have the word bayayim, we exclude night. Here, because it says the word bayayim, we're not excluding night. We're actually including yom hashabbos. Why is that? So Torah Tmima says, of course, because here we have a separate posuk, the posuk of Parshas Lech Lecha, where we learn out that from the word Shmoinis Yomim, the Gemara makes a drasha, that we learn out that the Mila's got to be by day. So once we know already Mila's by day, so why does it repeat here by day? So he says, must be because it's inclusive to be Marber Shabbos. And of course, the Gemara then in Shabbos discusses that Mila Stoicha, but it's only the actual Mila, not the Hechsher Mila, that's Rabbi Lezer, we don't paskin like that, it's only the main thing. Mila, therefore, the Moel always brings his case before Shabbos. The things that can be done on Erev Shabbos are done on Erev Shabbos, and only the Mila which needs to be done, the actual Mila on Shabbos, and the Priya and the Mitzitza and and the medical requirements for after the Mila, only that is actually Teich HaShabbos. Just in passing, I want to tell you there's the famous Kasha, well, how can you make a Mila on Shabbos? Why aren't you Goyza like we're Goyza on Shema Yavarenu Dar Amos Bushel Salabim, and maybe the Moel will want some last minute instructions, and maybe he'll carry something. So why aren't you Goyza? So there's the famous Taz in Hilchus Mila, it appears other places in Shulchan Aruch as well, that a Dova HaMefurash Batoira, the Chachamim can't be Goyza. That means if the Torah tells, now here, it's very interesting. And with this, I just want to tie up this halacha. What?
The Banulich is clear,
yeah. And we do make the Xerah. Yeah, but this doesn't say that even on Shabbos. Yeah, no, wait one second. Let me just explain this. Here it says, Ubayayim Hashmini. So as we mentioned before, there's two ways of learning. Either the word Bayoim is extra, or the Vav is extra. So there's a Gilui in the Posik that it includes Shabbos. Once we have a Posik that tells you it can be done on Shabbos, then the Chachamim cannot, says the Taz, the Chachamim then cannot come and say, don't do it on Shabbos. Because the Chachamim, even though they're entitled to make Zeres, but they're not entitled to contradict the Torah, making Zera where it's against the Torah. Here, so that's by Yom HaShmini. It says, L'kach L'chem by Yom HaRishon. There is no special posik to say that by Yom HaRishon means even if it's Shabbos. It could be by Yom HaRishon only if it's a weekday. So since there's no Mefurash B'Torah, you can't make it Zera with Mefurash B'Torah. L'kach L'chem by Yom HaRishon by Lulav, there's nothing Mefurash B'Torah. Anyways, that's so we've got the gist of the first pasuk, that in general there is a Mila and Shabbos. That is, Chazon Ish writes, and I've seen it brought down more than once, that there's a mitzvah lefarsem the next part. There's a halacha, which he says is not commonly known. People seem to not know about it, and he always told people whenever there's an opportunity to be mefarsim. So let's be mamala ratzayim tzadik. The next thing is the where in this posik is placed, and the posik says like this. On one hand, the first posik said that a woman gives birth, she's tamei for 7 days. Then it says, in the 8th day, the is the bris. So, the Gemara says, in Shabbos Daf Kuf Lamed Hei, Omer Rabba Omer Ravasi, Kol She'imai Tmei Yaleida, Nimol Lishmaina. Only if the mother is tummy tumas later. The chosha ani might that what if she's not tummy? So the child is not gemalit on the 8th day. Shenema the toma shivas yomim, ubayay mashmini himal. So the Gemara Ravasi connects the two psukim, and he says like, if the mother is tamei for 7 days, if she has this tumas leida that we started with, then the halacha is that she's tamei for the 7 days, and the 8th day is the child's bris. If for whatever reason the mother is not tamei tumas leida, then the child is not gemalit on the 8th day. Let me give you two examples through Shainam Gif. One is a woman who had a cesarean. And she didn't give birth. The child was taken out from her. They cut her open. They took the child out. So she didn't have to go through the birth process. The baby didn't come out from its normal channel. Therefore, The halacha is she's not tomei tumas leida. The tumah which comes from a birth does not apply to a woman who had a cesarean. So if a woman has a cesarean and she didn't actually bleed, I'm not talking about from the wound from the cutting of the cesarean, but if she didn't naturally bleed, she benefits in his tohor. We assume usually she's stomach or some blood probably came out. But technically, if a woman had a lady, a Vashta, she had a cesarean, she didn't have any natural birth, and no blood actually came out naturally, she actually is tohor. Therefore, Ravasi says, this child, who's born after, whose mother was not tomei, the child then does not have his birth on the 8th day. Which day does he have it? Rashi says maybe the 7th, Pashto says on the 1st day, but there's no halacha of Mila Rishmi. There's a second case, and that is if the mother had the baby, and then she was Neskaya, after the birth. So she's not Tomei because a non-Jewish woman doesn't have Tumas Leida. Therefore there's no Tumas Leida. Therefore that child is Nimul Boi Bayoin because the child, the mother was not Tomei. Says the Chazon Ish, you have to always remember, whenever a baby, people say the baby was born on Shabbos and the birth is next Shabbos. You have to think, you have to find out. If the child was born naturally, that's correct. And there's a Mefurash HaMathaba, both in Arachayim and in Yeridaya, the Shulchan Aruch repeats itself, and says clearly, Yotze Doifen Eina Nimel B'Shabbos. The Mechaba in Shulchan Aruch says, this halacha of Ravasi, that the baby whose mother, it was the baby who came out through the cesarean, the child is not Gemalet on Shabbos. Now, we do Paskin though, that's a Rosh and a Ram, the Kirishoinen, the Gemara has a Mandam, and not like Ravasi. So the Gemara says, so the Rishoinen say like this, this is the halacha of the Maisa in this thing, and that is, we do mal a child who was born through a cesarean on the 8th day, but we never do it on the Shabbos. So it means we mal l'chatchila on the 8th day, but if the 8th day falls on Shabbos, we postpone the bris till Sunday. That's the halacha of the Maisa, which the Chazon Ish said to be mefarsim because it's not always known. That is just the introduction to the shiur. Now, there is a interesting chart which I found last night from Emmanuel Chayriki. He was one of the Zolam of Kabbalah, and he says an interesting thing. There's a Gemara in Nida Nachlamen Aleph on the base. And it's a famous Medrash, everyone quotes it from the Medrash, but it's actually a Gemara as well. And it says like this, V'yayim ha-shmini yima, sholu ha-tamidim es Rav Shimon ben Yochai. The disciples asked Rav Shimon ben Yochai, V'pnei ma'om ratoi Rav Mila l'shmaya. Why a piste eighth day? Why a piste eighth day? So, there's a famous Rambam in the Buchim that that's just about the right time for the child. He has a bit of coitus, and he's not so sensitive yet to the pain. It's a Rambam in the Buchim, but Rav Shimon ben Yochai says, I'll tell you what, because of the first pasuk we mentioned, today shall I hear kulam smeichim for of you the imoy atzeichem. Interesting, the mother. The mother's tomei 7 days because of Tumas Leida. So she hasn't been back to the mikveh yet. Therefore, the parents will be gloomy and everyone will be sitting around and enjoying and celebrating the bris. And the Torah says no. We want everyone to be happy. And therefore, we'll wait for the birth till the eighth day, so then the mother already could be torn, because don't forget, in the time of the Gemara, as the Chumash says, there were 7 days of Tumah, 33 days of Tara, so she's automatic, even if she sees blood, it's called Dam Taya. Today we're Machmir, but in the time of the Gemara and Posek, of course, she was always Tohar after the seventh day, so then the mother will also be Tohar, and the parents will be happy, and she can rejoice with all their guests, and everyone's free. So therefore, the Torah says, wait till the eighth day. Interesting. It's Rav Shimon ben Yochai, and it's Yidua that Rav Shimon ben Yochai, who wrote the Zoya, is the Derish time of the Krah. So fine, that's where he gives the reasoning behind why the Torah says. Says Rav Emanuel Chayriki, you know, if that's the reason, that applies only if she's actually going to be Tomei. So then you've got to wait till the eighth day. Because then she is Tomei the first 7 days, he wait till the eighth day. But he says, if the mother's not Tomei till much later, so therefore the mother's already Tomei, so then she can already have it, so therefore the time. So Ramasi says, you know, she can have the bris straight away, because anyways the mother's not Tomei. And therefore, Kol She'eini my Tomei till much later is Nimel Miyad. That's what he says, also together, the Irish time with the Krah. He wants to give a shtickle to Hezbollah and Ravas. Let's get to the main part of this year. I want to relate to you something that happened in Yerushalayim around 80 years ago, and we'll see the halachic perspective as to what happened. Around 80 years ago in Yerushalayim, there was terrible poverty, a shortage of food, and people couldn't cope. People couldn't actually survive. And one day, it's not 100% clear to me the historical fact how it is. Rav Hirsch Pesach Frank, who was a Rav in Yerushalayim, Rav Hirsch Pesach, famous Hartzvi, and wakes up one morning and they find a baby next to his house. And the way Rav Hirsch Pesach relates it to this sefer, a baby.
Next to?
His house.
A house.
Yeah. Well, yeah. They found a baby. And in his sefer, let me quote the way he writes it himself. It's quoted differently in other svarim, but other than maybe they embellished it. Now, it says like this, Al derech ha-shayla, shebebeis ha-rav nimtze yevet. V'imoy piska ksuva b'yiddish. So they found this baby, and they had a note pinned to the baby, and the note was written in Yiddish. It was obviously written by a Jewish person. And he's ma'idia, ki ha'yelad hazeh hu ben lahoyrem yishorem. This is a child, a kosher child, of straightforward people. Rak b'pnei adoichek huchrechu l'hashlichoi. At Sheyitav Matzovim, Oz Yovav Yichenu Elav. So on the note it says, this is Rav Hirsch Pesach writing it himself in his Tshuva Sefer, that it's only out of desperation that they left the baby there. And it's a kosher child, and hopefully when times improve, they'll come and collect it. And meanwhile, they pray, and they beg mercy that the child should be well looked after. They knew it's in good hands next to Rav Hirsch Pesach's house. And they left him the baby. There's a second part of the note. And the second part says, Ki b'yoyim ha-shabbos kodesh habo, who are young shetzichim lachnisei b'vistei shel Avraham Avin. At the breast of this child, the child is still within the first week of it. It was born last Shabbos, and that Shabbos is going to be the breast. And the question arose, a lack of question, could you mal this child on Shabbos? Do you take and accept the wording of this note. We all know to mal a baby on Shabbos when it shouldn't be maled on Shabbos is an issa d'oraisa. And there's lengthy tshuvos in the poskim and the big mitzvah and what the malachas are. Tzveya, Makiv HaPatish, of course, Shaifet, because of the wound, and there's all kind of psukim, there's maybe six suggestions why it's a Malacha D'oraisa. Everyone agrees it's a Malacha D'oraisa. You can't mal a child on Shabbos without being over an Issa D'oraisa. If it's a mitzvah and it's day for Shabbos, fine. But if it's a mitzvah and it's not day for Shabbos, it's a Malacha D'oraisa, and it's a Chiyuv Skila. Could we risk the Chiyuv Skila of the Moel on the basis of a note attached to a baby? That was the question which Rav Yehesh Pesach deals with in his Tshuva Sif. Now, the first question you have to ask was, is the note signed? From the Tshuva, later, it's clear the note was signed. Actually, the father wrote his name, his first name, Ben, and his father's name. So it was a signed note from a Latin perspective. Right. Now, Rav Yehesh Pesach, how do you deal with such a shadow? How do you deal with it? You know, you get a dilemma. There's a baby. You haven't got much time to deal with it. You got a couple of days till Shabbos. What do we do? Are we going to mull it on Shabbos or not? Are we going to take the note as accepted? Well, normally you need eiders, you need help. No. So first thing Rav Yehesh Pesach says, we're going to deal with it from the Inyan of Eidecha Nehman Bisu. We all know the Gemara, the beginning of Gittin Beis Amid Beis. The Gemara there says you have to say Bifanei Nechta, and Rabba says because you need Lishma. So the Gemara says, why don't you need two aides? Why don't you need two witnesses? Why could one aide say Bifanei Nechta, and ratify the get? Why? You should have to have two aides. Says the Gemara, Eidechad Nehman Bisur. When we deal with Yisurim, one aid is enough. So the Gemara says, so therefore it should be enough one aid. Why? Eimad amina neidachad nemen bisurin kagoin chtiches sofik shal chelet sofik shal shumen. The loyis chazik yisura avul hochad is chazik yisura deish shish havidom shepeva megdom shepeva pots mishnah. It's true. You have a question. If something's kosher, something's not kosher. I'm using the Gemara's example. Sofik shal chaylev, sofik shal shumen. Is this fat? Is it kosher fat? Is it chaylev? So they can say, I know clearly this is this cut, this is that cut, this is a right, this is not a right. Fine. So we believe the Eidecha. Here we're dealing with an instrument which is going to be used for the get. And the get is a dover shabaerva. If the get is a dover shabaerva, you need two aiden. So how can you do it? The Gemara throws in a double expression. It's chazik yisura. Avahochad is chazik yisura deishasish. We haven't got time to go through all the details of does it mean because it's deishasish or because it's a chazik and deishasish. There's Rashi, Tosfos, you have to Marik, how to learn it through. But it's not the normal Eidechad Nehman Bisur. Since it's not the normal Eidechad Nehman Bisur, you should need two. So the Gemara says no, because Rav Kiyan Haman and even Rav Meir's Chashimut, it's all right, and therefore this, and therefore one eight is enough. Fine. So there is a rule called Eidechad Nehman Bisur. If this is a rule that a one aid is enough, here also, the gentleman who signed the note, he says that this child was born on Shabbos. And so an aid says that born on Shabbos. So we're allowed to mull on Shabbos, despite of the fact that we're dealing with an issa of skila if it were not true. Secondly, he said that his grandchild, who was the great big going of Shmuel Rozovsky, later became a Shimon Ponanish, showed him a Yishalmi. The Yishalmi says, Mefurish, says Rabbi Eshpesa. The Yishalmi says, Mefurish, that the Neman Odom Loima, that Alma Eidecha Noila Displayni B'Shabbos, Mavin Oisei B'Shabbos. Yishalmi in two places says that if the father says, someone says that this child is born Shabbos, we mom on Shabbos, we believe in Eidecha. The problem here is, it was written, and normally there's a rule that it has to be PM, Lomi Pitzoga, you have to say your testimony. I can't write a letter to the best and say, Mr. Edge, borrowed money, and this, that, the other. The Besen will put the thing in the bin and finish. You come to testify for Besen is one thing. If you write it, we PM from their mouths, right? Vilanya picks of them, not their letters. So therefore, it's an invalid. Here also, it's just a note. It says like this. No, that's not true, says Rabbi. Where you need a Haggadah Seidus, it's got to be heard from the mouths of the witnesses. Where they have to say it themselves. You can't write it. Eidechot, and he brings from Lady Behuda, is different. Eidechot has different rules. Eidechot, a woman is accepted. And there's different rules by Eidechot. And Eidechot doesn't require a testimony. And Eidechot is there to be mevarer, to clarify a situation. This is Chaylev, this is Shom, etc., etc. This baby was born on Shabbos, this baby wasn't born on Shabbos. It's only a clarification. This clarification could be about there, and could be in writing. So the fact that the note is written, so therefore he concludes. The note was written, it's written and it's signed, and since the note is written and signed, it's an Eidechot, and you know, the fact that it's with Pete Sovereign doesn't matter, can be written, and therefore, Rav Hirsch Pesach Paskin, and that's what they did, they involved this child on Shabbos. And it shows that, before we finish off, I just want to tell you, that this, he says himself, what would be if it wasn't? So here the Hatzvi finishes off in Yesh La'ayin. But he sends you to an Orach HaShulchan. And he quotes an Orach HaShulchan in Eben Ezra Simen Yud Zayin, where the Orach HaShulchan talks about a case where there was an anonymous letter sent of someone who died. And the question is to be Matet Aguna. Let me read you what it says. Matsus Kosov Bishtar, Mace Ish Plaini Oplaini Oinerat. Mr. So-and-so died or was killed. Tinose Ishtai, his wife is allowed to marry. Vafilo Einam Akoyim, no one there to certify that this Starved, there was no... La Rambam Tassav, so she Yedu Shuksav Yisrael, and that's why Rav Hirsch Pesach mentions that it was written in Yiddish, or it was written in Hebrew letters, it was obvious it was written by Yid. V'davke Sha'odam Chosom Alatzav, says the Rav Hashanah, only for signs. Avok Tzav Beloich Sima Lav Glum. Anonymous letters go straight in a bin. No, it's not acceptable. You don't know who, what, when, might be a joke. If a person doesn't want to put his name to it, it has no value whatsoever. So Allah Lamaisa, Rav Hirsch Pesach says Yesh La'ayin, he does say, check up in the Orach HaShulchan. And there the Orach HaShulchan in Hilchos Aguna, and the cases of being matter of woman, whose husband might or might not have been killed, there the halacha is clear that if it's an unsigned, it's not accepted. So at the end of the day, we see clearly the halacha of he was matter to mal the child on Shabbos, and therefore his name on even with pitzovam in Eidechot. And just to summarize what we said, milas does Shabbos, and only if it's a natural birth, Yaitzadoifim is not nimul b'Shabbos. A child who's born with forceps or with a vacuum or other means, but it did come out from a natural channel, is gemalet on Shabbos. That's the Haskamas Haposkim. It's only if it's actually born through a cesarean that it's not doyech Shabbos. And if there's an edechod is believed to say that it was born on Shabbos, and even if the note is only written.